Hello and welcome to episode 6 of the BJ Report. I am your host, Bardi Asani, and with me...
Jericho Martinez.
Yes.
What is going on,
Rude Boy?
Due to respect of the Tier 5 lockdown, we are using Squadcast and recording from two separate locations.
Yes, sir. In today's episode, we will be talking about tweets and wet wipes.
You're a wet wipe, mate.
Okay, we'll get onto the jokes in a second.
All right, mum. Oh, how's your week been anyway, Bardi? Because you forgot to do it last week. To ask me, you want to just crack on with the show. It's not nice.
Okay.
It's common manners, mate.
I apologise. I've received lots of emails, people going, why are you not asking Jericho? Hubby's like, it's just purely because I don't care.
I don't like you either, so.
How's your week been, Jerry? Let's start with you. How's your week?
Yes. My week has been powerful, mate.
Powerful? Ooh, yeah. Big, strong words for an idiot like you.
Mate, it's freezing. It's absolutely cold, mate.
Do you know what? What's it like? 5 out of 7 days last week? It's been just snow?
No.
What are you telling me? Hasn't been snowed?
It was about 4.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, 4 and a quarter then.
There you go, yeah.
There we go, perfect. But it's been cold, though. Do you know what? It's even been cold the days without snow. The cold is cutting.
I know. It slaps you in the face when you go for
it. It slaps you in the face. It tells you to fuck off, and it does one. It's been mental.
Fucking hell, mate. You get like a red nose, and it looks like you've been taking fucking powder in the toilets, mate.
And then you go and do take powder in the toilets, and people don't know any. Then notice the difference.
No, we do not take drugs. Drugs are bad.
No, absolutely not. It's just a joke. It's just for the podcast. I'm just joking.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm all good. I'm fine and dandy. How about yourself, bro?
I haven't been too great, Jericho, if I'm being honest. No, I haven't been too good. I've had an ear infection, mate.
Oh, standard.
Well, it's not been standard.
It's been standard.
It's painful. It's been, so honestly.
What happened?
So, obviously, working, we have to use headsets for our jobs, and I can just feel my right ear just closing up every single hour. And I noticed that one day, it's like, maybe I can handle it. But then I became basically deaf, completely deaf on my right ear. And then the left ear. So I couldn't hear anything, so I just told him, listen, I need to go to hospital, go A&E. So I leave work.
Oh, yeah?
So it's around 2 o'clock, and I message my family WhatsApp group, you know, out of respect, to keep them updated.
Let them know.
Listen.
The son
is not well. Okay. He's basically deaf on both ears and he needs to go to the hospital. But I don't want them to worry. I said, I'm absolutely fine. I'm going to go, you know, go to the hospital, everything. So I let them know that I can't hear. I'm basically deaf. So the first thing my mum does is call me.
Standard. That's what mums do, though.
Yeah, she did. So I'm on the train. It's loud enough as it is. I'm trying to press the phone as much as I can to my ear to hear it. But it didn't work.
It didn't work.
So WhatsApp was used. But yeah, went to the hospital, which was actually the quickest time I've been. You know, within an hour, I was seen to.
Really?
Yeah.
Usually it's like 5 hours.
Nope. Within the hour, I was taken care of. I had my medication and I was on my way.
Oh, mate. Did medication make you delirious?
Oh no. Oh my.
I think that was great.
Yeah, yeah, it had a nice ring to it. Oh, he's in a pun.
I remember the last time I went to an A&E and I was fucking hell. I was someone tried to rob my house, my family home.
Is it?
Yeah. Which was like a while ago when I was younger.
Wow. Alright.
Yeah, we're getting refurb done, some dickhead tried to rob my house and
how did he end up in the hospital? Trauma.
I hurt him.
Did he?
Yeah, I did. So basically, the
geezer, get out!
He had a shovel in his hand. And he was going to break off the lock. Yeah, he was about to break off the lock because it was just like a little small lock, just a little bit of security as we're getting works done. And my dog woke us up.
Ooh.
Yeah, my RIP cookie.
Okay.
But she woke us up and I thought it was my neighbor and I was speaking to this guy. Like, he holding a shovel, and I'm half asleep. I was like a zombie.
You're helping him.
Yeah, literally. I was like, oh, yeah.
This is where we keep the money, Dave.
I was like, what is this? Some Polish geezer. And I was like, what? I thought it was my neighbor at first. I was like, oh, yeah, well, what do you want? It's early in the morning. And I realized, fucking hell, who the fuck are you? My brother wakes up, and then we just start having it out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the joke thing is I missed the first punch.
What did you hit yourself? You hit your brother.
It was literally. I think I hit a rose a rose stalk or something like that. Yeah, that was so embarrassing. And then we just started, we ended up
injuring him.
And my brother's friend was there as well, who's hiding under the covers.
Was he?
He was downstairs in.
Stop it!
He was just hiding under the covers when all this happened. I was like, call the police. Police came. Oh, massive 6'5" geezer walks through the door. Oh, that's him. We pointed out.
Yeah.
We're like, this is the guy. Yeah. He's 6'5". And then he goes into the garden and he's hiding behind this woman who's about 5 foot. And she was in front and he was behind. He was like scared. It was so funny. Oh, and then my. I was in A&E for 5 hours, mate.
Why? But
I dislocated my thumb.
Just stupid.
It was
punch.
Stupid.
We were trying to rip his eye out. Presses it.
It was so stupid, mate. But it was horrible.
Yeah, but to be fair, this was actually pretty quick when I went with my ears. It's difficult because every single time you try to explain to someone and they go, okay, can I just take your name? It's like, I can't hear you. You're going to have to speak up. Okay, you're going to have to speak up. I can't hear you. So I'm at the doctor's, right? So I'm sitting down and he goes, I've already told the person at reception I've got blocked here. Told the nurse and he sits me down and he goes, so what's the matter with you? I was like, fucking read the report. It's a blocked here. And he goes, are you Bardi? I go, yes. And he goes, from the BJ report.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. He goes, I know exactly what it is. And do you know what it was, Jerry? Do you know why I didn't have a blocked ear? Right. All the bullshit that you've been feeding me for the past 5 episodes with your stupid theories get to my ears and they've infected them. That's what it was.
Yep, damn straight.
Gave me some antibiotics, some ear drops, and he told me to do one.
Fantastic.
That's been great. It's been great.
Here's a quick one for you.
What? Oh, God, it's not another pun, is it? Are you just Googling puns now?
Dickhead. Yeah, I did it before the show, actually.
Okay.
Jokes. I got one for you.
Go for it.
You fan of sci-fi? Do you watch sci-fi? You hate sci-fi,
not
right?
Not really.
You've heard of Star Trek, right?
Yeah, the kids film. I'm joking. Yes, I know what's...
How many ears do Star Trek captains have?
Two.
Three.
Right, okay.
A left ear.
Okay.
A right ear. Yeah. And a final frontier.
That was the worst joke I've ever heard. Oh, wow.
That is great. That is absolutely fantastic. Anywho's. That was a good laugh. I enjoyed that. But
that was
episode 6 of the BJ Report.
Well done. Thank you for listening.
No jokes. Talk to me. What was yours about?
What, my my article for this
your
week?
Your article, mate.
Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Fuck it.
You go first because you're a bit older and, it probably takes you a bit of...
It takes me a while to actually get my glasses on.
The dementia's kicking in.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a bit mad. So I seen this article. Mm-hmm. It was about how social media saved a business from going under.
Social media saved a
business? Social media.
Right, yeah. Okay. Is it a famous business? Is it a big company?
It's a small company. It's a car repair business.
Okay, so it's a family.
A family business, yeah.
Okay.
And the daughter's like well known and she's got quite a social media following.
She's well known.
Yeah, she's got a social media.
She's well known in her local area for being a little bigger, obviously. Each to their own.
No, but she's got.
So, what does this slag do?
No, she posted this. This is my dad. His car mechanic garage. It's fucking off as well. Look, this is what it says.
Are you struggling
word
to read
by
Jerry?
Word? Look, word by word. This is my dad. His car mechanic garage of 35 plus years is in crisis due to the ongoing pandemic. Mm-hmm. If it keeps going this way, it isn't likely it will survive. Okay. He'll beat any price you have been quoted. You can contact him on blah blah his number. Mm-hmm. Please retweet and like. And he's taken a screenshot, a picture of him holding her when she was a baby. And
why is that relevant?
Yeah, I don't know, mate.
That's a bit stupid.
Yeah, it is.
If it's like a photo, like this is the garage.
Yeah.
This is our previous customers. This is, you know.
He's had fucking 19,000 likes, 143
19,000?
Yeah, yeah. 12.9k retweets.
That's almost as many likes as the BJ report gets on a daily basis.
Fucking hell.
Don't forget to like, comment,
and subscribe.
Underscore the BJ report on Instagram.
Exactly.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay. But so what was the follow up then? So she's put out this tweet. She's put a family photo of when she was young. I don't know that. That's a bit stupid. But apart from that, what was the result?
His phone just kept going off. People were using him.
Oh,
directly,
is it?
Yeah. We're using him directly, and he's making a comeback. But what's going on in the current, you know?
But that's a good use of social media.
Exactly.
Do you know? I have to exactly what social media should be for. Yeah. You know, bringing up family-run businesses, local businesses, raising awareness.
Yeah.
Okay. It's done in a way which.
Hats off to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Maximum respect. What I don't like in social media is people putting up inspirational quotes as if they've lived life.
Yeah, exactly.
They could be, even if you're mid-20s, you may have some experience, but you're not in a position to give anyone fucking advice.
Like they're...
Yeah. Spread your wings and fly.
Like a Gandhi or something.
Now go and be great. Some dumb
have
quote
a like that. Powerful day.
Yeah.
Shut up, mate. Focus on yourself, man.
Exactly. Focus on yourself. Be humble. In fact, don't tell anyone
what you're doing. Do you know what it is? Be humble. That's what it is. Exactly. Be humble. And that's what these social media influence need to understand is you got to be humble with it.
Yeah.
It's like, so back in the day, there was a fling of mine. She was a social media influencer.
Do you want to give her a shout out?
No, definitely not. Okay. She was a social media influencer, and she had a fake bunda.
Okay.
Yeah, and she was flaunting it, showing pictures of her in the gym. She was doing all of that jazz.
Right, okay.
But little mate, you paid $5,000 for that, so don't try and say that you worked hard for it, love. Yeah. It doesn't work that way, mate.
But here's the thing. People are free to post whatever they want.
They can post what they want. But don't give, like...
Shit advice afterwards.
Yeah, false hope.
Yeah.
False hope.
Because people put up stuff like that. But even if they weren't flaunting, you know, their ass or whatever.
Yeah.
My issue is this, is when people go onto social media, and it really annoys when people put up quotes... as if to say, listen, guys, sometimes you'll have some bad days and some good days, but it's those good days that will make you go, listen, fuck off, right? I don't need some advice. That's the last thing I need. Social media, everyone now is trying to be some inspirational, motivational person. I think it's bullshit. I think social media, its best use is something like that.
100%.
A tweet, which got 19,000 likes, probably increased that business's revenue. People won't forget.
For sure.
And all it took was the little slutty daughter and her customers to go there. No, I'm joking. There's a bit as libelous. You can't say that. But that's all it took.
She's done well, though. She's done well for doing that.
She's done really well.
But the thing what baffles me, why didn't she do it like before?
Mm.
Why
is it? Well, obviously, she didn't know how bad probably it was.
She definitely knew.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the reports between her and her father, you know. Also, parents would want to keep stuff like that close from...
That's true.
From the kids, and they want them to worry.
That's true.
However, all it took was one tweet, and it changed. It possibly changed their life.
Yeah, 100%, it changed their life. But, you know, it's like, what's that girl's name? One of the Kardashians. Chloe, or something like that?
I don't know.
Yeah, she did like a fitness video or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, she did a fitness video. Oh, you can get this. You can get, you know, body like this. But they've paid $30,000 for it.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't be looking up to people like that.
Yes.
Look out, look up to, exactly. It's irrelevant on how they got their body. But there's people out there, I'm not saying there isn't, there's people out there who, or, you know, women out there as well, who get it naturally for yoga and things like that.
Yeah.
But that I don't mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Showing their transformation, how they changed. That motivates a lot of people. But if this fucking moron, he's on the dole. this dickhead is on the dole and he's trying to say, get up your ass, do what you have to do.
Yeah. Make it work.
Make it work. But he's like an idiot. Because he's signing on, he's taking taxpayers' money, and it makes zero sense. So, Fuck them.
I think first of all, I think people need to reduce the amount of social media that they use in terms of how much they upload. You know, you have people who upload every single minute of their lives. They have to be update. It's like, just like you said, keep it on. You don't know what, not everyone has to know what you're doing.
For real, that's true. No one does.
I don't. Even me, in my personal Instagram account, I don't upload that much because I have family around the world who probably don't have the life that I have. You know, going out, living in London, going out to the place I go. It's, you know, people see these things. It makes me feel a certain way. This is constantly put out.
I got family who's just eating spam and rice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's my choice. You guys don't know any better. You guys are just... You guys don't know any better.
That's true. No, yeah, it's true. Spam
and rice. You eat spam and rice.
Yeah, I do. So what? You got a problem with that?
Well, I do, because you could be having something much nicer.
Excuse me? You fucking prick.
You could be having spam and tomato rice.
Spam and rice is fucking banging. It's just not nutritious at all.
Yeah. A million calories in one bite.
Yeah, exactly, mate. It's
I've never had spam and rice.
Yeah, because it's pork.
Is it? Yeah, but I don't mind.
You eat pork. I eat bacon. Pork.
Yeah.
And yeah, you love it, don't you?
I want to say love it.
Say you love it. What's say it? It's your best meal.
I love it.
Yeah.
He's got that influence over me. No, I eat pork. I don't really care.
That's good, man. At least you're open about it.
Yeah, I don't care.
Do you know what I mean?
It's not a problem for me.
There's guys out there who are just like, oh, no, bro.
Oh, yeah, you get those guys. Yeah. They'll be doing 4 lines a day. 2 different prostitutes, right? 10 tequila shots, and they bring him some pork, and they go, Alhamdulillah, no. That's against God, brother. He's like, yeah, what about all this other stuff? And they go, no, it's against God. It's against God. We can't. That's a step too far.
Yeah, for sure,
we're
man.
We're picking and choosing. That's what it is.
That's what it is, man. This is just weird. Weird society we're in at the moment.
You know, social media just dominates at the moment.
Yeah, it's 100%.
Everything.
People make money from that. They make serious money from it.
Well, the smart ones do.
Yeah, it's true. Even the thick ones.
What do you mean, even the thick ones?
Yeah, mate, this girl, she did a makeup tutorial. You hear about this?
No.
She did a makeup tutorial. Yeah. She put a fucking gorilla glue on her head as hairspray. Struggled to get it out of her hair.
Are you related to her?
No.
It seems like something that you would do.
A dickhead. Yeah, just to tame my mane.
Oh my, it is looking, you've got a bit of a Filipino fro.
Yeah, I look like Jackie Chan, the 80s, mate.
You do, you know, you do look like
dickhead. But yeah, that's what, she's made like a, you know, she's made it quite successful from that.
But that's someone... Yeah, being stupid on purpose. Idiot.
No, she didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, come on. Mate, she's doing it for the gram.
She paid someone paid $9,000 to help her get rid of the gorilla glue. Yeah.
Stupid.
$9,000. A plastic surgeon.
That is stupid.
Yeah, and he got it off. Mad, isn't it?
That
shit is fucking mental.
I'm talking about the people. I see it a lot, especially in Kosovo culture.
Like, yeah, Kosovo and that.
Every single person of that. It can be from any age range. If they put up a photo on there, they have to. It's all in English, by the way. Some inspirational quote.
Oh, really?
It's like, it does my head in.
Yeah, I know.
Unfollow straight away. Block straight away.
That's horrible. How if they're trying to be motivational to you?
I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Barney, have a good day.
No, it's not directed at me. Obviously, it's just general stuff. Every single photo is some kind of inspirational quote.
Mate, you'd be right.
Yeah, big boy. Yeah, of course. No, it just gets a bit emotional sometimes.
That is my point. Is if you are using social media,
yes,
do it for good.
Yes,
do it for good. Don't try to motivate people. Don't try to hustle people into.
Yeah.
Oh, this is how you get this. Motivate yourself first.
First and foremost.
Exactly. Before you motivate others. I always keep myself to myself. But yeah, that's me. Bars, what are you saying? What is your topic?
Well,
what's your news article? Talk to me. It's something to do with wet wipes, but I don't know, mate, because you are a wet wipe, mate. Bro!
That's a great joke. Did you think of that all by yourself?
Yeah, I did, mate. I actually Googled it.
So that's not yourself, then.
But I used Google, didn't I?
That's just...
I know.
So, here's the article. Yes. I'll give you the headline. A man has been given a...
Oh, mate, stop. I'm going to stop you right there.
What?
Any updates on the Mackie D's lady. Did she get fined?
Well, she did get fined, but there's been another one, actually. I'll tell you what. Let me get that up. Wait, 1 second.
Let's get that bad boy up.
So, woman abuses McDonald's staff for taking 20 fucking minutes, as it says here on the article, as girl cries, "Stop it, mum." So, police say the woman was alleged to have used extreme offensive and abusive language towards the employees in a row over how long her food was taken. How emotional are people that they can't just wait?
Ex-council.
Well, then you can't say that. Because you're council scum as well.
Shut up.
So am I. We all are.
We all are. We all are. So
there's
what?
There's nothing wrong with it. Apart from the rude ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Who play music way too loud for way too long. Okay.
That's true.
So yeah, a bit of an update. So imagine it gets to the point where your mum is saying, "Listen, do you want to just get a grip, mum?
Eat, sort it out, love.
Yeah, sort it out.
Sort it out.
Have a week,
Susan,
off.
Bathe." But yeah, no, that's good. I'm happy about that. But mate, let's get back to this fucking wet wipe.
Okay, great. A comedy genius there called Jericho.
Where's Come the on. New-
Right, I'm not doing it this week. Right, I'm refusing. You. Don't ever rush me ever again.
Hurry up, mate.
Okay. A man has been given a £200 fine after he was found naked in his Mazda in a closed car park on what was said to be an essential trip to buy wet wipes.
So, wait.
So,
I'm so baffled right now. So, he was caught.
So, police, obviously patrolling the area.
Yeah.
Saw a car.
Yeah.
Parked next to it.
Yeah.
And there's a man in there naked.
Yeah.
And so this is the man's excuse. So the unnamed man appeared flustered when he was questioned by the police, who were patrolling yesterday after local rangers alerted them to littering and other soiled items in the area. Okay. So obviously they challenged him. Said, you know, what are you doing?
All right, yeah.
But he was naked and he said, "I went out to buy wet wipes."
So, what was he doing? Yeah, so why would you be naked?
But that's the
thing. That's the first question.
Like. First of all, who leaves the house naked, right? And he said he bought the wet wipes. So he was showing them, so listen, I've went out to buy wet wipes. Imagine him popping into his local shop naked and going, "I'll just have these, please."
He stole it.
A scratch card. If I can
scratch
take
card?
Some pork scratches. And yeah, can I leave? Who's serving this? Obviously, it's a bullshit story. But he got £200 up. Do you know what I think it was, right?
What was it?
I think he was knee deep in an orgy somewhere. A fire fetish went off. And they're like, "Evacuate, leave now." And they have to run out. And yeah, they just left him.
He's probably cheating on his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. He was cheating on his wife.
Listen, it is something sexual. It has to be.
Yeah, exactly. You're not butt naked. You're not getting wet.
You're not just going, "It's a bit too hot." Especially now, with the fucking snow we've been having in the UK. He's just there going, "Do you know what? It's a bit... Whew, it's these clothes are weighing me down."
No, he's butt naked. No.
Butt naked in this car. But there was also... The same police officers...
Yeah.
...also find another couple because...
Why do they find him?
So this was in a near beauty salon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they'd met up for what's called... This is in an article as well for a... Peck in a Peugeot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we know what they
are. Yeah, mate.
I think a couple strokes here and there.
Yeah. Wait. Four stroke.
So they'd met up, and yeah, the people are just roasting so much that they can't.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm just going to say, listen, obviously adhere to the tier 5 lockdown rules, no mixed households. But if you're roasting that much, yeah, not in a car park. Not in a public car park. You may as well do it in your home. You're in a...
Dude, do it in a car park.
Why?
Why not?
Well, you're getting caught.
Adds a bit of excitement to it.
Oh, yeah, a man in a uniform really turns them on. Oh, can I use your handcuffs, please? Oh. Yeah, well, I mean, what are they expecting? But this man, okay, at least the Peck and the Peugeot, I'll give him, they were together. We know, we understand. Yeah. Love has no distance.
Oh,
okay.
You're one of those social media influencers now, mate.
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm reaching out to a higher ground.
Love.
However, this guy, he's naked. I reckon his wife just kicked him out. He said, listen.
Nah. He's cheating on his wife.
He's cheating on his wife?
Yeah, to get a quickie from, like, probably a neighbour or something.
But why is he out in a car park?
So he generally needed to get wet wipes to wipe off.
But how's he getting out? Do you know what he said? Probably he said, I took a few wrong turns and I got lost.
A few wrong turns? He's a fucking idiot, mate. That's what he is.
Yeah. So there we are. That's the people of Britain today. Leaving the house.
Let me guess. Ex-council, mate.
No, let's not say that. Let's not. Before we get some kind of complaint.
For what? Oh, I grew up in ex-council.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, fuck you, mate.
You can tell.
I grew up in ex-council for years. Yeah. I was a teenager and shit.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
Exactly.
So you were living in ex-council in the 80s?
Yes, actually, for 1 year, yes.
For 1 year, 89, well done. Yeah,
89, and then back in 1990, boom!
Everything changed, you went up to the second floor.
What floor? We were on a fourth floor.
Wow. High rise.
Overseeing block. You couldn't see nothing.
Fair enough. Listen, I'm not having a go. I just don't want to discriminate.
Well, discriminate what?
Well, you're saying it.
I am proud to come from an ex-council.
That's fine, but what you're saying is...
Is what?
Well, you're saying it's council scum.
There was fucking council scum, yes.
Yeah, there was, I'm saying, but we shouldn't just say that the person...
All right, fine.
...who got lost naked in his car... Link that to the council.
All right, fine. The upper end of Chelsea.
Yeah, Chelsea upon Thames.
Yeah, there you go. Chelsea upon Thames. He's from there.
He's from there. Great.
But to be fair, where was it?
It's up north.
Where was it?
It's Lancaster.
Where? Liverpool?
It says Lancaster. That's what it says.
Okay.
It's a... It Lancaster? Up north?
Is that how they speak?
I'm guessing. I don't know. They sound the same.
That's wrong.
Well, there we are. £200 gone. I don't know how he paid them if he's naked. He's like, can I just report to the local office, please? Yeah, he didn't have £200. It's just him naked with his bank card. How did he pay for that?
He's probably just sweating, just like, yeah, so well, hello.
But it was, if you're naked, he's like, right, get out.
So what, he goes to a supermarket, a garage?
Well, obviously it's a lie. He didn't go to a shop, Jerry. You fucking idiot.
No, I think he did.
No, he didn't.
I personally think he did.
Okay, which shop did he go to?
He went to a Shell garage.
A Shell garage?
Yep. So wait, he didn't actually get wet wipes. He was just there in his car naked.
Apparently he went out to buy wet wipes, but he couldn't produce the evidence to say that.
Okay, fair. All this time I thought he actually went to buy wet wipes.
No, that's the excuse he gave.
Okay, fair. So he was
obviously it doesn't make sense, Jerry. I can't believe you don't understand the story. A man is found naked.
I get it. Oh, I get it now.
Well done.
Well, fuck you, man.
That's right, because you're from the council. A normal fucking person would have got it like that.
It's true, yeah. Right. A bit slow, yeah.
So,
yeah.
A man, Jerry.
Yes.
Was found naked.
Yes.
In his car.
In a car park.
Yeah.
So, what was it? He was wanking in the car park.
It could be.
Yeah, no, he was.
Yeah, but it's the naked part. Again, it's the naked part.
No, do you know what?
I want to know what kind of circumstances.
He probably got a prosy.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
And he has a theft fetish.
No, she left.
He stole his clothes.
No, she left. She left. And he just wanted to cool down for a bit.
But the clothes, where are the clothes?
The clothes is probably in his car.
No, he's naked,
bro. He's proper naked. There's no clothes.
He's in a smart convertible.
So why is he naked? I'm joking. Why is he naked? Like, why doesn't he have clothes?
Any other
and there's no clothes in the car.
If it's a prostitute, he's cheating on his wife. Whatever it could be, whatever it may be. However, it's the naked part that's interesting to me.
He's naked without any fucking clothes.
Imagine that he goes, hello, hello, where are your clothes? Huh? Your clothes, where are they?
TBC. Cool. You don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. I want to follow up on this in a week. I want to see if they actually
find out
the reason why.
I outgrew them.
He was definitely having fun
alone. Definitely. Well,
for sure.
I hope so. At least I'll give some kind of
explanation. We'll get updates anyway.
We'll get updates. So I'm going to
go
to the Lancaster police. And I'll get them to send me a full report at the BJ report, which is also on Instagram. @_thebjreport. And if you have any interesting stories, please contact @thebjreport or send us a direct message on... _thebjreport. Well done, Jerry. Get into
what it. What the fuck is wrong with you, mate? Listen, Budgie, you like books?
Yes.
Do you like Face?
Yes.
Facebook, mate.
Yes, there's a Facebook page called the PJ Report. Well done, well done. I like that.
That's exactly.
That's probably the funniest thing you've said in all six episodes.
Is it really? But FYI, Body was the guy who was naked in the...
And it cost me more than £200. Because it was £200 for the police, okay? And then she said it was £250, and then she charged me £300. So...
Mug them off, mate. Mug them off.
Mark them off. No, but that is... Genuinely, that's the strangest thing I've ever heard. Yeah, so I think it'll be awkward. If someone stops you, and you're just naked...
Of course, it's going to be awkward anyway.
Imagine...
It's lockdown. Like, you're in your car in the middle of the night, in a garage... Or in a car park.
Leather interior. Sweating. He's sliding all over the place as he's driving.
Hey, what's up, yeah?
Hey, what's up? Ach, yeah.
Oh, you're grim. Body's favourite film is Bruno.
It's not my favourite film.
It's one of his favourites.
It's up there. It's a top 10. It's a hilarious film.
But no, fantastic. That was great. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was great. And again, obviously, my article was much funnier than Jericho's.
Dickhead. Anyways, that will be it for this week.
Yes.
And next week, there's going to be more to come.
Ooh. Again, tier 5, we're recording at 2 separate locations. Please wait until lockdown is lifted, where we can actually put this on YouTube as well. Where you get to see our faces as we sit down and discuss these articles.
But we're going to have dead trims though, man.
Well, you speak for yourself.
You're fuck.
Why? You tell me it looks bad. You see my hair at work, it looks good.
It doesn't.
It does.
It really doesn't.
It looks good when I've got a hat on.
Exactly. So, yeah, you said a joke in all 6 episodes. But anyways, guys, thank you very much for today.
That actually hurt, I'm not going to lie. That actually hurt.
Thank you very much for today.
Thank you very much for listening. Please follow...
subscribe, give us any feedback.
Any feedback.
Email us on
contact@thebjreport.com
and slide in the DMs on _thebjreport. And even drop us a message on Facebook.
Drop us a message on Facebook.
Because our Twitter's not working for now.
So a bit of an update on Twitter. I've sent another email. There's been no response. You know, it's an uphill struggle. Let me tell you right now, Jerry. But it's okay. It's okay.
He's an idiot.
I've got blocked.
But it's fine. It's fine. But next week's going to be interesting.
Ooh, what does that mean? Well, you'll have to listen and find out next week.
Hey.
Thank you very much for listening. Take care and stay safe. Bye.
Ciao for now.